Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance moves. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
What up, what up, what up? This is your boy, Shane Sparks, chilling here on Planet Dance, doing what I do. Yo, if you listen, I want to say what's up to everybody. Everybody that's listening, thank y'all for listening. This is like one of the funnest things that I do in my life. I can't wait till I get here on Saturday and sit here at 2 o'clock and talk. Send a shout out to my boy T-Rob because I know he's listening. Send a shout out to my girl, yo, Miss B805. I know you're listening. Yo, check this out. Before I get started, before I do anything, I want to talk about this crazy thing that just happened over the week. You know, let's turn the music down a little bit because it's kind of serious. But a lot of people was affected by what happened at this preschool, Sandy Hook Elementary. I just want to send prayers out to all the families that was affected by that directly and indirectly. It's crazy because you just never know. You never know when you're sending your kid out to school that that might be the last time you see them. You know, like life is so crazy. So I just want to tell everybody right this minute, if you listen, if you got a child, mother, son, brother, to tell them that you love them. Give them a hug. Because you just never know, this crazy world we live in, what's going to happen next. And I thank God every single day that I could call my mother up and she picks up that phone and she's tired sleeping no matter what, 2 o'clock in the morning. Hi, baby. I love that. It's the best sound in the world to me. So I just want to send my prayers out to those families and hopefully everything will work out for them for the best, all right? So getting back into my show, Planet Dance. Check this out. I want to talk to a lot of the choreographers out there because I got this calendar that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do something different. I'm trying to do a calendar that has choreographers that everybody know, choreographers that are hot, that's been on TV, that's choreographed for Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus. Can't think of nobody's name right now, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. I want to put a calendar together because I want every month for the dancers to be able to flip it up and see me, see Dave Scott, Mia Michaels, Nick, like all these choreographers that are out there, and you know, and just show appreciation to these choreographers. And these choreographers, you know, a lot of people don't know who they are, a lot of them don't know their name, and a lot of people don't know their work. I feel like this calendar, when people see the picture and see the name and see the work that they've done, they can put it all together and get their, you know, get their respect. So if y'all know any choreographer that's trying to get in the game and want to be a part of this, if you're a choreographer that want to be a part of this, make sure you hit me up. Tweet me at Sparks5678, and I definitely will put you in. I can only take 12, though, because y'all know it's only 12 months in a year, so I can only take 12. So that's what we're going to do. But hit me up at Sparks5678 on my Twitter so we can get this going. And I want to send a shout-out to my boy, Eric Zuli. This dude is doing big things, man. It's crazy because, like, I've been knowing him for a minute, and I didn't know the connections that he had. But right now, he's taking on the title the Hollywood It Guy. Like, you really got to be the man if you want to come on the earth, come in this at this time of the season, this time of year, called the Hollywood It Guy. You got to be connected. Well, I got to say this, my boy is connected. Every day he's calling me up saying, I met this guy, I met that guy. So make sure y'all go hit him up on his fan page on Facebook, like the page, and show your respect. And if you need anything, you want modeling, dancing, business, you make sure you hit up the Hollywood It Guy, Eric Zuli. That's my man. He's the reason I'm here right now for this show. You know, I have to keep putting that out there because it's all about respect. You know what I mean? So, yo, hit him up. And make sure y'all hit me up because I got a Facebook page out there. And it's been out there for a minute. It's got like over, what, 10,000 likes or something like that? That's not my page. I need y'all to understand that's not my page. And I'll go on there, or my manager will go on there, and they will look on this page, and, you know, they'll be like, Shane, there's so much work on there, but you will never know it because it's not their page, and I don't have access to it. So make sure when you go to my Facebook page, it's the one with me wearing a red hat and a black shirt. A red hat and a black shirt. That's my official Shane Sparks Facebook page. Make sure you get it, okay? It's not the one in the red hat. That's not mine. It's my picture. It's a lot of my info, but that's not mine. And a lot of people say, you never respond to me. You never do this. It's because I don't know you're hitting me up because you're hitting the wrong Facebook page, okay? So I'm here to let y'all know that's my official Facebook page, the red hat, the black shirt. It's me judging So You Think You Could Dance. Make sure you hit me up. Yeah, that's your boy. I'm going to say this real quick. Right now, I know I can't hear y'all. Who do you think is the highest paid female musician right now? Tell me. Just say it right now. I can hear you. Britney Spears. Like, I'm tripping because I know Britney is paid. I know that. But she's the highest paid female musician of 2012. Like, that's crazy. She don't even have a record out. She doesn't have a record out, and she's the highest paid. Like, come on, Britney. Share the love. Share the love, okay? And so y'all know, I got to keep reminding y'all, January issue of Dome Magazine, D-O-M. I am on the front page, the front cover. Make sure y'all check that out. It's going to be hot. I just got a copy of it so I can see what it looks like so I can improve it. It's dope. I'm looking kind of sexy. And I'm giving some information about the dance world, what I've been through, what I'm trying to do, and what I'm about to do. I'm not going to say what I'm trying to do. It's what I'm about to do because I'm about to change the game. And if you don't know what I'm trying to do, let me run it down for you real quick. This is for the true dancers. I got this reality show that I'm doing. I was always opposed to doing reality shows that didn't put me in a good light. ABDC, hot show. So You Think You Could Dance, hot show. I want to still contribute to the dance world. So what I'm going to do with my show, I'm basically going to highlight all the good things that's going on in the dance world, and I'm going to show you the bad things that's going on in the dance world. I'm going to show you how dope these agencies are and how whack some of them are, how dope some of these choreographers are and how whack some of them are. I'm going to tell you, I want to show you the real audition situation. I want you to see what it's like to meet a girl that's from Japan coming out here 19, 20 years old with a little money in her pocket, and she's got to get her card, green card. She's trying to get legal papers to stay here. What they have to go through, y'all don't realize that every day of my life, I'm running into people that are trying to stay out here, and we take it for granted. I live here, and I live here. I take living in Hollywood for granted, but these people travel 3,000 miles, or they get on a plane from one side of the world to the other just to be where I'm at every day. So I want to do a show that kind of highlights that so y'all can know what procedures y'all need to go through, how hard it is, and how easy it can be. Because this dance world, it ain't no joke. So I need y'all to pay attention. So when my show is announced, make sure you watch it. Shane Sparks is going to enlighten everybody. And if you don't know, now you know. Yo, this is your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, trying to give you all the information I can about dance. If you got something out there you want me to talk about, if you've seen something, if you've seen some choreography, you've seen a video that's sick, and you want to talk about it, you want everybody to see it, you want everybody to tweet it, you want everybody to, you know, to hit it up or like it, hit me up. Tell me what you got. I'll exploit it. I'll put it out there, and I'll let everybody know because I'm always a big fan of choreography and videos that show people doing something hot, okay? So hit me up. Tweet it to me, Sparks5678, or Facebook me, Shane Sparks. You know what I mean? Or you can even go to my website, ShaneSparks.com. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Blog Talk Radio, I love y'all. Thank y'all for the opportunity. Yo, it's getting crazy. So I got my boy from the Fanatics. Y'all know who the Fanatics is. If y'all know who it is, repeat after me. Don't drop that da-da-da. Hey, don't drop that da-da-da. Hey, y'all know what I'm talking about. My man's going to be coming in here today to talk to me and talk about his new single, Lean With It, hot song. Talk about his video, hot video. And just so you know, my boy Julian is in the video. And yours truly, Shane Sparks, is in the video. And we just leaning, rocking with it. We leaning with it. Yeah. So if y'all got time today, make sure y'all come and check my boy out. He gonna call in around 2:15. Make sure y'all listen so he can tell y'all what's going on with the Fanatics. He can tell y'all what's going on with YC as an artist. Tell y'all what's going on with his single. And he can tell you what's going on where you can see his video. And that's what's up. So hopefully y'all listening to me, y'all take heed to what I'm saying because I'm just trying to enlighten y'all. I wish I had some music right now because I got so many songs that I want to play. Yo, E, where you at? I need to talk to my boy E. I want to introduce y'all to him. If y'all have never met him, if this is your first time on my show, y'all need to listen to my boy Easy, Eric Dooley. He is the it guy. Yo, E, if you're online, let me hear you. Where you at? Where you at? Bring it on. I don't think he's listening. I think he left me.
What's up?
Did you fall asleep?
No, man, I'm getting like 100 emails. I'm producing your show, and I'm getting like 100 emails, and I'm getting texts at the same time and tweets and people hitting me about your show. I only got two hands, man. I need a, anybody know a genie or a lamp I can grab somewhere? Damn.
That's what's up. Well, yo, E, I'm bringing you on today because I want you to talk about this Hollywood it guy situation. Let everybody know what type of connections you got, what you've been doing, what you got in store, and what's coming up in the future, man.
Oh, I appreciate that, Shane. Well, yeah, anybody that's listening, anybody that's the regular fans that are following the tweets and following the movement, I got a movement called The Easy, and basically, Hollywood it guy is the fans and supporters started saying, hey, you're like the it guy in Hollywood, and I was like, oh, well, I'll just kind of reverse the words a little bit, and man, it's pretty crazy. Like, I'm just a connected guy, and I'm opening opportunities for a lot of people. So I know a lot of producers, and I'm involved in a lot of situations. I too have a television show coming out. I do my show, The Easy Show, every week on YouTube. You know, I actually own this radio station. I've been friends with Shane for years. So I hit him up and gave him a voice, and he's brought the numbers cracking, and yeah, and seriously though, I want to smack that dude that made your Facebook page, made that fake Facebook page. So I just want to make sure everybody knows it's the red hat black shirt, not the red hat red shirt, and doing the dance
right.
Pose. That's the fake page. The one that has all the likes and everything that stole your likes and your views, and that made everybody think it's you.
Yeah.
So you guys know on this show, straight up, Planet Dance, the real page is now, I mean, you just made that, it's like 25 likes, so it's the red hat, black shirt, the red hat, black
right.
shirt.
Yeah, pay attention, everybody, because there are people out there that will definitely take your image and take all your life, put it up there, and then they will benefit from it. You know, without you even asking you, like, it's crazy how people can just do that. So make sure y'all hit the right Facebook, and even if you got your own Facebook, check and make sure there's no fake ones out there, because they could be kicking your fans, kicking your friends, and kicking your business. It's like serious like that. So stay on your job, right? So yeah, get it. Hey E, where that track at? You got that track that you played for me last week? That instrumental.
Which instrumental?
I don't know. It's got that little space sound to it. That's like one of my favorite songs. I love that song. But yeah. So just let everybody know, my boy YC gonna be coming up in a second. Check him out. Fanatics coming up soon. New single. Lean with it. Lean with it. Lean with it. Yeah, this song is so fire. Yeah. Yeah. Check it. If you listen to me right now, call in. Tell me what you're thinking. Because I want to find out what everybody's doing for the new year. If you got a New Year's resolution, call me up and tell me what it is. And I'm going to tell you what mine is. Yeah, check out the beat. Get it. Yeah. All right, cut that down, E. I got a question for you. Check it out. Turn it down. Yeah. E, turn it down. What's your New Year's resolution this year? For next year?
To actually have a life and find a girlfriend and then maybe a wife.
No. This dude is the Hollywood it guy and he's single? Dang, I think I need to use my show to find you a girl. Wow.
If I want those Shane girls, man, no, I'm kidding.
No,
like,
no. Hey, I'm done.
Your girl's awesome, man. If you found me a girl like your girl, you know, like it's hard though. Like everybody I meet, I want to give opportunity for it, but it's like on the personal tip where like, no, I'm not the Hollywood it guy. I'm not easy. I'm Eric Zuli, and I'm from Orange County, and I do sports, and I like horseback riding, and like all that stuff. You know, like they all want to be actresses. You know what I mean? Like they all want to.
Right,
all wanna
right,
be
exactly. That's the hard part.
Timbuktu somewhere.
No. Yeah, I was about to say, that's the hard part about this whole industry. You see girls, they give you all this love, would they really give you all that love if they didn't know who you were? You know what I mean? And it's funny because once I found this out about a lot of females, and I'm not saying everybody, but once they find out how far you could take them, and if you can't take them to the next level, they're over you, and they're looking for the next. Like, it's crazy. And I'm just like, I thought you liked me. We should be together through thick and thin and rich or poor. But no, when you can't take them to the next level and they see that dude that can, that's where their attention goes. So you got to be careful, Eric, because this world is crazy, man. And right now you're getting hotter and hotter. So when they see you, they don't know who you are, you know. So make sure, you know, they're not after you for your fame and to get famous.
I got God guiding me. So when it's time, you know, that's what I think. When it's time, you know. So I just let him guide me.
That's what's up. Yo, waiting on my boy YC to come in. Yo, check it out. YC from the Fanatics coming in. Got the song Lean with it. New video, new song coming out 2013. It's about to be a banger. Yo, check it out.
Hey, you know, since we're talking about the girls, I got my friend Ryan Torres from Avenue Entertainment Management here. And they're actually looking for models right now. Working with a manufacturing company that hires models. So I'm going to put him on real quick, if that's cool.
No, that's dope. Just let him come on and give me the information how he can be contacted, because I know a lot of girls are trying to get into modeling. So hook that
Yo,
up.
Yo, hey, Shane, what's going on?
Yo,
man?
What up, son? I'm good. How are you?
You know, I love the show, man. This is Ryan.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Love. So what you got going on?
No, basically, yeah, I'm working with a couple projects right now that are definite. I have a couple manufacturers, and they basically look. They're looking for female models right now. They're about 5'7" to 5'10".
Perfect.
You know, good sizes, not like too skinny, but you know, definitely model type.
Right.
And like size 2 B cup. And basically, what they do, they have like over 3,000 samples. I mean, it's crazy, man. I went to the warehouse and
wow.
And they have like two. There's a showroom. And anyway, so they're looking for models right now. I went over there. I met with them. It's totally legitimate. They've been in the business for years. They're looking for models right now. The work's going to be part-time or full-time work. It'll be paid
okay.
Hourly or monthly. Pretty much it'll be through my company, Avenue Entertainment Management. If any of the girls want to, they can. If I can get my email online, it would be Ryan, R-Y-A-N-A-E as in Edward, M, @gmail, and then of course we're on Facebook under my name Ryan Torres, or Twitter Enter AEM.
Okay, beautiful. I hope the ladies that are listening to this can get that information, write it down. Make sure y'all hit my boy up, because they're finally not looking for a size 0 models and everybody being 6'2". You know what I mean? These are natural looking girls, natural weight, and I love it. So if you're out there and you got a friend that's trying to do it, make sure y'all hit my boy up. Yo, give that information one more time.
You could email me any like pictures, like body shots, you know, professional pictures or headshots, a resume to a portfolio to Ryan, RyanAEM @gmail.com. And of course, we're on Facebook with Avenue Entertainment Management, Ryan Torres. Enter AEM is our Twitter. And then also, we have another show that we're working on, a TV show actually with Telemundo, my producer friend Saul. We just had a couple people on the show 2 days ago. They shoot over there in Van Nuys, and it pays cash. So we're looking for girls 18 to 25, and guys as well, preferably Spanish-speaking. It's kind of like a game dating show. It's real fun. You get paid cash at the end of the day. It's a real, real legitimate TV show on television.
Dope. I love it, man. I love that. See, we're giving you information that you would have never known about if you were just looking on cable. Yo, I love it.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You know? Well, if anybody listening, if anybody need that, anybody interested in doing that, make sure y'all hit my boy up. You know, you heard it first here on Planet Dance with your boy Shane Sparks. Yo, I think I got a caller on the line, so I want to bring her in.
Okay.
Where you at? Caller, if you're on the line, let me talk to you. Talk to me and my boys.
Hello?
Hey, guys.
Hey, who's this?
Barbara. This is Miss B.
Hey, Barbara.
Hey.
What up, Miss B?
What a do.
We do it out. Yo, check it out, Miss B. Hey, you know what? I got one question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
What is your New Year's resolution?
What is my New Year's resolution? I think my New Year's resolution is obviously become a better mother for my children, first and foremost, and then learn how to dance like you. Honestly, I want to learn how to dance like you, dude. No, really. Like, I look at you and I'm like, damn, like, I want to learn how to dance like you, dude.
I would look. This is what I'm gonna do. Okay, this is what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna set up
a date for us to meet.
Okay.
And I'm gonna show you all my secrets. Okay.
Ah,
and then we're gonna videotape it. We're gonna videotape it and we're gonna put it online so people can judge it and see if Barbara can dance like me. The Shane. Hey.
So you think you can dance like Shane Sport?
Hey. So check this out. My New Year's resolution right now, because this life is so crazy and I've just been through so much, 100% is to just stay focused and stay away from anybody that's not looking out for my best interests.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
And I hope, I hope everybody pay attention to that, because you're going to meet a lot of people in your life, and they're going to want to do this, they're going to want to do that, they're going to hype you up about this, and nothing's, you know, and they're going to just, and they're going to take your energy. And so a lot of times for the females, a lot of times these guys say they want to do this and do that, they're only trying to get with you. You got to be conscious of that. You know what I mean? So me, I just want to stay focused and stay away from those negative people and make this 2013 the hottest year ever.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Let's do it. Yep. I feel you, though. Yep.
All right, guys. Do you have a daughter or a son?
I have two sons. I have two little ones.
Okay, well, tell them I said what's up. And next week, tell them to call me up because I want to know their New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Thank you. I will. I will do that.
All right, Barbara. Okay, it's a pleasure talking to you. Have a good one, all right?
Likewise. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Oh, my God. This has been the craziest day, the craziest week. Been having meetings, been doing everything, trying to get this dance world together. So I'm gonna tell y'all this real quick. If you got choreographers that's interested in doing my calendar, that want to be a part of it, or if you want to be a part of it, make sure y'all hit me up on my Twitter, @ Sparks5678, or on my Facebook, Shane Sparks. But you can hit up my what is it called? Look, I'm on crack right now. How come I can't say that? My website, ShaneSparks.com.
I don't need to give you that Jeopardy sound, do I?
Definitely. Yo. I know. So make sure y'all hit me up. Make sure y'all hit my boy Easy, Eric Zuli, Hollywood It Guy. We're trying to do things. We're trying to change the world. That's our only purpose for being on the air right now. Nothing else. We're trying to enlighten y'all. We're trying to tell everybody, if you're coming to L.A., you're going to New York, you're going anywhere where entertainment lives, make sure you hit us up, because we're giving you the latest and the greatest. And we're looking out for you, because we're tired of people getting shysted. You know, look out for the shysty people. Yeah. So, look up to Britney Spears making all that money. What?
I think we should talk a little bit about these people that are stealing identities and stuff on the internet with the social media stuff.
I touched on it a little earlier.
Well, I want to touch on it again because it's such an important subject. Like, I'm going to bring it back because, like, seriously, like, you know, I mean, on my Twitter, I had to get a verified account and believe I had no idea what it means to have a verified account, because back when I started my account, it was like, the reason there was a verified account was because you had a bunch of people that were acting like you, and you had to verify who your account is. Now it's like a big deal. It's like a celebrity badge or whatever. But, you know, there's all these people that are stealing your name or whatnot. Like, I know of a couple secrets that, and I'm throwing a tip out there to the listeners, that you should do if that's happening to you. If you're a public figure of some sort and you have that happening, or if you have any type of identity theft on social media, the picture is key. Like Shane said, make sure you go to the red hat, black shirt, stuff that people can touch on and really understand, oh, okay, that's how I can recognize. You know, and that's it, red hat, black shirt, that's the real one. And then you leave that and people get familiar with it, whatever, but like, man, stop stealing our identity, man.
Get a life, man. Get a life. We work hard, man. We work We work every day to get what we have achieved, and it's whack that somebody just out of nowhere could just sit at home, put a picture up, put all your information up, and then get all your love. Like, and people need to be more conscious. If you hit a celebrity up or anybody that you like and they don't hit you back within a day or two or whatever, it most of the time it's probably not real, especially if it's business or if it's a fan that's really saying, you know, speaking her mind. Because I know when I see stuff of fans or business, I will hit it back. I will let them know that I appreciate them, or if it's business, I will hit them up and say, yo, let's do some, you know, let's work. I'm not going to just not respond to it, you know. So it kills me when I see websites out there and it's just got my information on there, and I'm looking at all the things that people are saying. I'm like, I never heard this. I never saw this. And it bugs me because they're probably thinking I'm stuck up or I don't want to talk to them. It's not that. You're just hitting the wrong Facebook, okay? So make sure you hit me a redhead black shirt.
Let me chime in with me knowing Shane as well as I do. Shane loves his fans and his supporters more than most. This dude's always trying to think of, he's like me. You know, we're both always trying to think of opportunities and contests and situations to help you guys. And, you know, we appreciate you pressing that follow button, you pressing that like button, commenting. Just taking time to do that shows that you got love for us back. And that's, you know, we're trying to give you as much love as possible. But Shane is a really good dude, man. I've known this dude for years. He's a really good dude, and he's opening up some really cool situations. So follow, support Shane for real. You know,
yeah.
And then also, you know, speaking of good dudes or good celebrities or good public figures, I was with you know Sam Sarpaugh, man. You know, oh wait, I turned the music
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, Sam. We go back way back. Well, back in the day.
Yeah. So. Sam's got his own show, I wouldn't say his own show, but he's a real major featured show, and like this talk, I'm going to give some inside info. I'm probably going to get in trouble. He's going to call me up if he hears this show, but I'm going to give some inside info. I'll give it to your show first. Even though I have a show, I'm going to give it to your show first, Shane. Shane, that's how much love I have for you. BT is coming out with a new show that's kind of like Fashion Police and The View, and Shane is that? I'm gonna get so he's gonna read me. I'm gonna tweets are coming. I feel it. But Sam, I'm like careful saying this, but Sam is gonna be like the fashion guru in that talk show, and it's a new show on BET coming out. And if anybody doesn't remember Sam, he was the host on MTV's Yo Mama. He's right now the host with Brian Seacrest's show on Access TV. He was the face of Ed Hardy, the face of Tommy Hilfiger. He's now the face of Boy Wonder. He's like one of the biggest male supermodels. I mean, this guy's major, and he's a big time charity dude, and he loves his fans as well. You guys probably remember him, but he's coming out with this new show, and you know, you probably see me and Shane on that. You know, who knows?
Buddy.
I was looking for the easy way.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fashion guy. I love to dress, man. So. Definitely want to get on there, but I don't want to be on there when they talking smack, though. You know how they compare you? They put Shane Sparks up against Eric Zulli. Who wore the jeans there? I'd be like, wow.
Exactly.
I don't wear skinny jeans. I don't wear skinny jeans, bro.
I don't either, dude. I'm sorry. No disrespect to none of the skinny jean lovers out there. But
right.
Can you walk around with skinny jeans are like all tight with the crotch and stuff, and like, I like to be open, man. I like to be relaxed.
Yeah, I gotta have a sag. I gotta have a little sag in there, a little wrinkliness going on. Sit right on top of the Timberland boots, cause I'm from the Midwest. We East Coast. We dress like it's wintertime all the time. You know what I mean? So I can't wear
especially
skinny jeans.
Especially when you're dancing, you gotta do those moves. You gotta have that
flexibility.
Yeah. You gotta be able to move it. But you have a couple callers, man. I don't know if you noticed this. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 callers in the queue.
Well, you know what? I could take one of those. I just want to make sure we got all our information out, and I really talk to the listeners. So if we got a caller, bring her in. Let me see what they're talking about.
We got a
caller. You on the land.
323-1002. Who's this?
Yeah, that's YC Lopez.
Oh, YC, there he is. What up? Bad, YC. His Shane told me 1003, so we were looking for 1003 the whole time. And then, okay, well, we're good now. So there you go, Shane. There's your special guest. I'm going to shut up.
What's
now.
What's up, YC?
What up, Shane, man?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling, having a good show. I can't wait to talk to you because you got that head banger that's about to kill the industry.
Man.
And I wanted to be the first to introduce it to the world, man. So tell us how it started with this new single, what it's about, and what you're doing.
Man, it all started in my room. We came out, the Fanatics, we came out with a single called Don't Drop That Dun Dun that I wasn't on that blew up. So,
yeah.
I just decided to drop a single myself that I think was going to go and push. And it's actually going good right now. It's been out 6 days. I have 10,000 views. It's going up.
Wow. See, I don't know. When people hear it, I'm telling you, if they heard that song, they'd be called in right now. Because the first time I heard it, I was like, this is a straight banger. And then you shot the video. Tell me how the video went.
Oh my God, the video was crazy. Shane was there, Jillian was there. It was in our studio in Rancho Cucamonga, in front of the green screen, going crazy.
Yes, sir. It was hot. I mean, it's crazy, man, because technology is so crazy. We was in the studio with a green screen, and when I saw the video, I was like, it was crazy. It looked like we was in like outer space somewhere, man. I was like, dang, this is sick. But it came out perfect, man. I love what y'all did with it, and the song is fire. And much success to you, man. I can't wait to see you do your thing.
Man.
Yes, sir. And how are the rest of the boys doing? From the Fanatics, how they doing?
Oh, yeah, we doing great. Oh, we just dropped a mixtape called F Game Volume 2. You can go get that at ThatPit or Fanatics.com. We have this one single coming up featuring Too Short, produced by YC.
Wow, nice.
Another song with Ray J. It's just like everything we're trying to get. Everything is in motion, man. Progress is happening.
That's what's up. That's big, man. Well, YC, give them your Twitter, your Facebook. Give them all the information they need to get in contact with you and make it happen.
You can take my Twitter at. It's at YCONTHEEBEAT. You can look at me on Instagram, YC, the same as my Twitter. Any other contacts I need, my email is ycbeats69@gmail.com. That's ycbeats69@gmail.com. Yeah, man. Facebook, YC Lopez.
That's what's up, my man. All right, well, if y'all listening, make sure y'all check that song out. Go out and get it. Go check out the video and support my man because he's a real cool guy. I had never met him before the video. And it was just like all love from the second I walked in to the second we left. Gave me his direct number. You don't get that every day. You know what I mean? So I respect that, man. And thank you for coming on my show. I appreciate it. And much success to y'all, right?
Respect.
Yes, sir. My man, Planet Dan, James Sparks, YC of the Fanatics, and we out of here. YC, have a good one, all right?
All right, you too, man.
Yep, I'll talk to you later. Yo, this is your boy, James Sparks. My show is about to come to an end. I just want to let everybody know that I appreciate them. I got big things coming up in 2013 for the dance world, and I cannot wait. I'm so excited. Taking care of my business, about to build an empire. Make sure y'all hit me up at Sparks5678 on my Twitter, Shane Sparks on my Facebook. Make sure y'all hit up everybody that's involved with this show, Eric Zuli, okay, at Eric Zuli, at WT Networks, at Blog Talk Radio. Make sure y'all hit us all up. Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting, Shane Sparks, Facebook, you know what I mean? Hit us up, let us know what's going on. And
hey, man, I had to jump in real quick, Shane. What about that Planet Dance Group? That Planet Dance Group that got almost like 600 members in like a couple of days, you know, that little group.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that, my Planet Dance Group. Yo, I just want to show love to my partners, my friends that came up and is liking my page because it's getting big. Everything is on the rise. So big up to everybody that signed up for my Planet Dance. They liked it. Thank you for liking it. Yo, Eric Zuli,
the Planet Dance Group is a group that we basically made to connect you guys with Shane and connect you guys with each other. And a group is a great connection source. The fans page is cool for comments and like the fan. That's why it's called a fans page. But a group is more personable. And that's going to be a major page group situation where myself, my team, Shane's team is going to be posting a lot of the updates. The fans page as well, but the group is going to have a couple different things. So you guys can just search Planet Dance on Facebook and then join that group. But really, that fans page is the new thing. The red hat, black shirt, not the gold
red. Red hat, black
shirt. Let's start a campaign. Let's get them. Let's get the fake page. We'll call it the S fake page campaign or something.
Let's get it. Yo, we out of here. YC, thanks for calling in. Lean with it. Yeah, Fanatics, we out of here. Eric Zuli, you're my man. Thanks for coming in today, chatting with me. My fans, everybody listening to the show, I love y'all. Blog Talk Radio, thanks for the opportunity. Yo, we out. Shane Sparks, Building an Empire 2013 is ours. Yo, and I'm out of here. Peace.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.